Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
The dryer, the clothes dryer, car seat, and put him on the clothes dryer and turn the dryer on and let it shake him. That was the medicine. You know what it done? It made him scream a little louder. But I mean, that's where everybody was helped. I mean, we tried everything. Setting him up, laying him down, you know, standing him in them things. You know how you can put them babies in them things and their legs were, you know, what do they call it? Learning the walkers. What do they call them things? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? And it hangs from this deal. Bouncer, yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah, she's got some knowledge in this area recently. But anyway, one of them things, you know, you put your feet down and all that, and, you know, hang him in that thing. I mean, for hours. Screaming. Walking the floor, screaming. I mean, all night long. Walk the floor with him. And what we would do is pray. We're praying. Because we didn't know what else to do. You know, we're praying. The doctors don't know what to do. They're just telling him if he has a seizure, rush him to the emergency room. We even moved and relocated our home so we could be closer to the hospital. Because the doctors did not know what he had. And he said, one of these seizures, he's subject to die if you don't get him to the hospital. Because it could be anything. We don't know. And they're running all these tests all the time. So we moved our home, got closer to the hospital, and where we could be at the hospital in you know, a matter of 10 or 15 minutes. So, I just shut down my ministry because I couldn't go because Patty, you know, was distraught. She didn't know what to do, and she was worn out, you know, trying to help him, you know, night and day, night and day, night and day. And I would do all I could, and she would take over, and she would do all she could, and she would take over. And at the same time, he had a colostomy. If you never dealt with a colostomy bag, I can tell you all about it. I'm an expert, you know, at it. Of course, he's fine and healthy today, but we went through all these kind of things, and other stuff was going on too, and we're praying. But our prayers are not being effective. Our prayers are not changing anything. It was not because we wasn't sincere. It was not because we didn't believe God. It's not because we didn't believe the Word of God. We believed everything the Bible says. We were doing everything. Everybody was praying. This church here was praying. Everybody was praying. Everybody we knew was praying. But prayers were not being effective. My son was getting progressively worse. He was having more violent seizures, and they were increasing with intensity and time. It just seemed like we get through one, and all of a sudden, here another come. We're rushing to the hospital. By the time you get through the hospital, get him home again, boom, he has another. You got to rush back to the hospital. I don't know if you've ever been in the emergency room before. Of course, we just had priority when we went in, you know, if it's a baby. And that is good. But a lot of times, you know, people have to sit out there and wait. You either die in the waiting room. Woo! Glory to God. I've had some experience in these areas. But and we're praying. We're doing what we're supposed to do. I'm talking about when prayer won't help. We were not getting results. There was nothing changing. My son, like I said, was steadily increasing these seizures. They were getting more violent. He's staying out longer. And we didn't know what to do. And we're walking back and forth, walking the floor with him all night long. And we couldn't put him in his baby bed. We had a baby room, you know, and crib and all that kind of stuff that you normally do for your baby. We couldn't put him in a bed by himself, in a room by himself. We had to be with him 24 hours a day because there was no telling when he would get strangled. Like if he had a bottle or something and he started having a seizure, he'd get strangled and choke to death. And so it was just constantly monitoring him. And it's like the devil was trying to wear us out. And we're praying now. I'm telling you, I'm praying. We're praying. Everybody we know is praying. Everybody that knows how to pray. Because we called everybody, you know, pray, help us, you know. But prayer is not helping our situation. I'm talking about when prayer will not change or help your situation. But one day, I had Randall sitting up in the car seat. Again, this is one of these famous doctors, you know. And I'm not knocking the doctor. He's just trying everything he could. Set him up in the car seat. You know, maybe something to do with his brain and how it operates. I don't know. Anyway, I'm sitting in his car seat in our living room. I'm walking back and forth that day, praying in the Holy Ghost. He seems to be, and you know, normal, happy. I mean, as far as a baby, I mean, when he wasn't having one of these seizures or being attacked or whatever, you know, he was fine, happy, normal, you know, and everything was fine. But most of the time, it was just torment, to be honest with you. But this day, I'm walking back and forth praying while he's sitting up in the car seat. And all of a sudden, he starts having a seizure. His little leg shot straight out. Of course, I got him strapped in, or he would have actually fell out of the car seat. But you know how you can just strap it in between your legs? His little leg shot straight out. His hands went back behind his head. His eyes rolled back. His tongue began to roll in his mouth. Every other time, I would have grabbed him out of that car seat and started praying for his healing and thanking God for his healing, because that's all I need to do. That's all I had done. But this day, thank God for the Holy Ghost. The gifts of the Spirit went into operation. And all of a sudden, I realized there's something else here. And I found myself reaching down instead of picking him up and thanking God for his healing. I said, in the name of Jesus, Satan, I command you, take your hands off my baby, loose him and let him go right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Well, in about 5 seconds, Randall started laughing. He didn't have a seizure. I said, I got me a devil. There's a demon attacking my baby. There's a demon. See, because the devil don't like me, you know what I mean? And he's going to try to come at me in every kind of way he can to shut me down. And I'm preaching to people about your authority over the devil. Here he comes and he attacks me, my son, right in this area, and he challenges me. Now, the moment that I use my authority is the moment that my son got relief. I've been praying to God for months, praying to God, believing God, claiming, naming, claiming, blabbing, grabbing, releasing, whatever they'd claimed that we'd do. I tried it all. Nothing worked until the day that I used the authority. And that day, I wasn't praying to God to do something about it. I just said the name of Jesus. I was using the authority that was already delegated to me. And I said, the name of Jesus, devil, I command you to take your hands off my baby. And do you know that my son was totally set free? And between Dad Hagin, you've heard me tell the story. Dad Hagin, I was visiting with him not long after this. And the Lord revealed to him that there was an evil spirit that was attacking my son. He said, I'm going to pray. And he said, when I pray, he said, this thing's going to leave him, because it kept coming back. I could run it off. Every time it came, I would run it off, but it would come back. Had I know what I know today, I would have been much more successful, and he wouldn't have came back. But I didn't know. I wasn't telling the devil not to come back. I was telling the devil to go. I forgot about the part to tell him not to come back. So you got to tell him not to come back. I said, you got to tell him not to come back. I said, you got to tell him not to come back. It's not good enough to just tell him to go. You got to tell him, don't come back in the name of Jesus. Now, I wasn't doing that because I didn't even dawn on me. But I was telling him that you got to go. And we was getting relief. I mean, I'd be preaching at camp meetings, thousands of people. And I'd see Patty down in the front row. And she'd be holding Randall. She'd be in panic. And I could see his body was stiff. I'd call the singers and I'd say, y'all sing something, I'll be right back. And I'd run and grab Randall, run behind the platform, because I knew most people wouldn't understand what I was doing. You know, I didn't want to create a big scene. I said, I command you, Satan, to loose my baby and let him go. He'd start laughing. I'd run back out there, put him in his mama's arm, and jump back up on the stage, start preaching about how big God is. But Kenneth E. Hagin, when he was sitting there, we didn't say anything to him about it. He was just sitting there twiddling his thumbs, you know, not saying a word. And then he said this. He said, some seizures are caused because people have physical illnesses, and rightfully so, and they need healing in their body. He said, other seizures are caused because demons are actually attacking people. He said, I'm going to rebuke that thing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, it's not going to bother him again. And this was in July 1993. Kenneth E. Hagin just prayed that prayer in the name of Jesus. He didn't pray for God to do something about it. He didn't pray to God to do something about it. He didn't pray to Jesus to do something about it. He said, the name of Jesus, you foul spirit, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Randall went into a full-blown seizure. Arm shot back, legs. Normally, I would go into action. But I thought, my God, the prophet can't handle it. He don't need for me to say nothing. But in a matter of 30 seconds, Randall burst out laughing. And he hadn't had a seizure since that day. Because he commanded the devil to go and not come back. That's what he said. Don't you come back. Well, it dawned on me and rested on me after he said it. That's what I should have said. But see, I, in my immaturity in the Lord, I didn't know that. When you command the devil to go, tell him not come back either. Now, at the same time, when you're telling the devil not to come back, then you've got to close that door to him too. You can't be doing things that invites him in and expect him to stay gone. You know what I'm talking about? You got to close the door. You as an individual in your life. So you got to shut the door to him, command him to go and stay gone, but close the door. Don't do things that would open him, give him an opportunity to come back. Because if you're doing things that opens a door to the devil, then certainly he's got a right to come back. But if you close the door to him, after you commanded him not to come back, then he has no right to come back and he cannot violate the word of God. I'm here to tell you, the word of God works. So when is it unscriptural to pray to God or the Lord Jesus Christ to do something about your situation? It's when it comes to devil, demons, and evil spirits. That's one thing that we're talking about. It's not the only thing we're going to talk about. We're going to continue along these lines tomorrow. But it's not the only thing that it is, but it's the first thing that we talked about today. It is unscriptural to pray to God the Father or the Lord Jesus Christ to do anything about the devil, demons, or evil spirits for you. Why? Because he's already done everything he's ever going to do. He's given the believer, you, me, the Christian, the authority of the devil, and we can put the devil in his place. So are there times that it's unscriptural to pray to God, to Father, or the Lord Jesus Christ to do something about your situation? Are there times that it's unscriptural to pray to God the Father or the Lord Jesus Christ to do something about your situation? Are there times? When is one of those times? I just talked to you about it this morning. When it comes to the devil, demons, or evil spirits, it's unscriptural to pray to God the Father or the Lord Jesus Christ to do something about your situation. You must take your authority. How did we know that? We proved it through the Bible. We proved it by the Word of God. We proved it by a vision that Kenneth E. Hagin had with Jesus Christ. And also I proved it by my own personal experience and the story that I told you. And so we have the Word of God that proves it to us. We have a vision where Jesus appeared to Kenneth E. Hagin that tells it to us. And then you have my own personal testimony where I proved it in my life. So we've established this truth as a fact. And so we know from this day forward that you've got authority over the devil. So I encourage you, command the devil to take his hands off your life, off your job, off your business, off your children, off your community, off the schools your kids go to. There's a lot of nuts out there. You know what I mean? We have authority over this in the name of Jesus. Things happen. And I'll tell you, Kenneth Hagin, and I don't want to get all into this, but Kenneth E. Hagin, you know, gave a prophecy in 1985, in July of 1985 at camp meeting. And he prophesied that the reason that many of these things happen in our nation, or the reason they did happen in our nation, these killings like we have in the college campus down there in Virginia and other things in schools and just all the rape, robbery, murder. He said it's because Christians do not take the authority, their God-given authority of the devil, and command these things to stop their maneuvers in their area or region. Now, that don't mean we have authority over every devil in every country, but I'm here to tell you we got authority over the areas where we're at, and we've got to use it in the name of Jesus Christ. So don't, from this day forward, remember, don't try to pray to God or the Lord Jesus Christ to do something about the devil for you. You take that authority in the name of Jesus. I encourage you, don't let this session right here be the end of your study on this subject. Just let this be the beginning, because that's all we've done. We discovered really a surface study. We gave you good scriptural foundation. But you go study the scriptures and you'll find out that you've got authority of the devil and you can put the devil in his place. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.